or saw.
And when Glenn Milliken was here and we were.
On the big twin.
Why don't you, oh, finally, how many problems that solved?
All right.
So this is a meeting come order. 9 a.m. August the 16th, 2026. Roll call, please. David?
Chairman Smith?
Here.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Here.
Commissioner Petrie?
Here.
Let the record show that the quorum is present. The staff present, Richard Bustamante, in-house counsel, Izzy Torrejo, Intellectual Racing Executive Director, David Dominguez, Senior Law Clerk. Pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody, any agenda changes? David, Izzy?
No, sir.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda?
Buffington, I'll make that motion. Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Approval of minutes. Is there any changes in the minutes? If you look at the minutes, and it includes January 25th, 21st special meeting, February 4th special meeting, February 28th special meeting, April 23rd, the special meeting, and March the 19th, regular meeting. Any questions?
Buffington, I'll make the motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
I got Commissioner's report. Well, I want to bring notice that Zia Park, their participation in helping Ruidoso Downs have their meet. I'd also like to recognize the Downs of Albuquerque, Don Cook, Paul Blanchard. And I also would like to recognize the state of New Mexico, specifically Senator George Muniz, which got the funding so we could run these dates. Anyway, that's all I got. Izzy?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Izzy Trejo, Executive Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Thank everyone that showed up in attendance. Looks like the free donuts didn't work in lifting the attendance today.
Those donuts?
They're in the office. Anyways, just a handful of things to cover, Commissioners. Just attended the ARCI annual meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana. It went very well, but the focus was on shifting culture, specifically with the quarter horse industry. A lot of discussion about that. I think the regulators around the country that deal with quarter horses get a sense that we probably better start doing something now to try to correct the optics that the general public has with quarter horse racing. Obviously, we know what we deal with here. Other jurisdictions are the same. There are some great things coming forth through the testing world. We learned about a program that's being developed. It's going to use artificial intelligence to try to get a jump ahead of what drugs may be coming forth and being used by trainers that try to stay ahead of us in the game. So AI is everywhere in our lives. And so I'm happy to hear that the industry's going to incorporate it into the world of regulation. You know, it may not be perfect, but it gives us a little bit of an edge to try to keep up with the ever-changing world of illicit drug use in the horse racing industry. Another product that's come out, and our lab has it, is a alternative testing mechanism. It costs $3,000 a test. We will be utilizing it somewhat.
$3,000 a test.
But what it does is we have our testing standards that test for thousands of drugs already. This process is going to be able to detect outlier drugs that molecular structure may have been changed. And it's going to be like a
a warning. So if it detects something, we know to analyze and we could find that needle in the haystack a little easier with the information it's going to give our laboratory. So it's a big thing, but as I said, very costly, but certainly have it set up with our laboratory to incorporate some of the use here in New Mexico. So we're all on board with that. And going to participate in a committee that deals with paper training. New Mexico's done a fairly decent job, in our opinion, of fighting paper training. We don't catch them all, of course, but what jurisdiction does. We did a presentation on that in Indianapolis, and a lot of questions for the commission on how we do it, because I think compared to a lot of other jurisdictions, we've been fairly successful. I mean, we're going to be modest in our own horn, but our investigators have been fighting in paper training pretty good. And we did a case study about a gentleman that ended up getting a $182,000 fine and I think 20 or 30 years suspension for being involved in a paper trainer scheme. So going to participate with the AQHA and a committee that's going to continue to develop rules for all jurisdictions to incorporate. And on top of that, we discuss creating compacts amongst quarter horse racing jurisdictions.
Is it just one moment?
Yes.
David, I got several texts here that they can't get back. They can't get in. Teams is not working. We've got people trying to come back into it, jump out, back in. I've had several times. Mark did as well. I tried my phone as well. It says address in ballot.
Can we resend it to Rick Baugh and Mark Estrada? They're the two guys I'm getting emails from. And
sure. Chris Mackerling also.
Sure. Oh, and Chris Mackerling?
Sure. Just text.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
Yeah. We need to pause to fix this problem so everybody can get in.
Okay.
And then go ahead.
I'm going to get our mind up.
Bring the coffee when you come back.
Yeah, let me go.
I said...
problems with to see if they can hear.
That's
okay. We're the lights are blue.
Yeah, we're live now.
He can't hear anything now. Now, Rick, can you hear us now? Text me if you can hear us now. Rick Ball, text us if you can hear us now. Chris Mackerling. Text your guys if you can hear us now. Ken, did he text you?
He said he hasn't gotten anything regarding a new link, and he said the phone has gone silent.
Mute Rick Baugh. And all right, Rick Baugh, I have you allowing to use your mic. Can you hear us?
I just got a text from Rick, says he can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. How about Chris? Ken?
Can you hear us, Chris?
He's not in right now. He was just a little bit ago.
Said he's been in three meetings today and they've all worked. So that's the biggest price I heard.
Yeah.
Chris?
All right, Chris, can you hear us? I enabled your microphone.
Chris? Text Ken if you can hear us.
And the mics are blue, so.
Here, you just texted me now.
Can you hear us? You can hear by dialing into the 888 number. Teams link is not working. He's texting me back. I'm on the phone. Okay. Can you hear us? He says he can hear. Okay.
Okay.
He can't hear us?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't got any messages.
Let him in so he can talk to us.
Yeah. I have him allowed to be able to speak. Chris, I enabled your microphone, so if you can speak, just let us know that you can hear us.
I just got this from Steve Chavez.
Or you can raise your hand.
You don't want to talk?
Yeah. You might have to unmute it from your end, Chris. I have it unmuted on my end for you to be able to speak.
Does it show he's muted on his end?
It doesn't show on his end.
That he's trying to talk. So I guess.
But he can hear us?
He said he can hear us, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he said no need to hold up for him.
I can see that.
We're good.
Yeah, I can.
Yep. All right, so let's go back to business. Where were we here?
Was the middle chairman of just job dabbering away.
Agency director.
I am done and I stand for any questions.
No.
If you remember what I might have said.
Yeah. I understand you were voted the regulator of the year up there this year. Up there.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, that is actually factual. You know, just try to stay quiet about tooting our own horn.
That is great. I mean, that's
congratulations.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The prestigious Glenn Foote Award is in New Mexico. And, you know, it's a special award because it comes from my peers across the country that vote.
Right.
To see the hard work that we've done here in New Mexico is very, very promising. And we're going to continue to do the work that we've been doing and couldn't do it without our staff that we have here. I can tell you that. They deserve recognition on top of this recognition that we got.
You shouldn't be so humble. Not many people at Custer. You need something to hang your hat on. Okay.
I'll utilize it to the best.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You, Chairman.
Moving on to Mary Farber. Can you hear it, Mary? Hopefully, let her in.
All right, Mary, I have enabled your microphone and your camera.
Mary?
She's come back in.
Was she not in yet?
She was, but then she's backed out, and so she's probably going to jump back in, and so I'll
Dang good thing this is a short agenda.
We'll call you after the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting.
We're not off to Jackrabbit Star.
No, we're not.
I just put her on myself. Go ahead and try now, Mary. Again, I've enabled your mic and your camera, so I think on your end, you just need to unmute and enable your camera.
Should be a short, easy meeting. Call it, Chairman, or you want me to call it?
You call her. Mary says, working on it. Just skip me, she said. She just texts me, just skip me. We can put her on the phone.
Yeah, let's get her on the phone. Yeah, if he's dialing.
Okay.
Mary, Izzy's going to be calling you.
She's not on the meeting right now.
Oh, okay. Can I have Mary? This is Izzy with the commission. We're just trying to get her line so she can give her report for the commission. We're having technical difficulties. I'll be working.
If she can do it by cell phone, we need to call her on her cell phone.
Yeah. Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
It's hi. Izzy. If you don't mind, if we could just go by telephone right now so we don't have to fight this computer.
Okay.
You got all the commissioners here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mary.
Right,
thank you, Mary. Sorry about the difficulties, but we figured it out. Thank you very much, Mary. Yeah, I guess we go into your cue.
All right. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 8 of the meeting agenda in accordance with NMSA 1978, sections 10-15-1H, 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
We're in closed session. Now, this.
I'm ready.
Go ahead. Let's try this.
We are back on the record in the matter of the April and State of New Mexico Race Commission regular meeting. Again, we apologize earlier for the technical difficulties, and we appreciate everybody's patience. And essentially, during the executive session, the matters discussed were those listed on the agenda. There was discussion, and no decisions were made. Chairman Smith.
All right. That being said, let's bring it back into open session. Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
We're back in position. Under number nine, request for approval of 2026 Downs Stewart for the Ruidoso Downs meet at the Downs of Albuquerque. Izzy.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agency is respectfully requesting approval of the following stewards for the 2026 Ruidoso Downs race meet. That's presiding steward Violet Pinky Smith, steward Ron Frazier and Jeff Waxler, substitute stewards Lisa Johnson, Elizabeth Garcia, Julie Cagno, and Julie Farr.
Do I hear?
Bubington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please. Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Mr. Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to 9B, regarding the funds for Zia Park. Go ahead, Richard. You.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that the Commission would like to entertain a motion that basically acknowledges the transfer of $2 million from Zia Park's gaming account to the Ruidoso Downs purse account for the Ruidoso Downs 2026 race meet at the Downs of Albuquerque.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to... Get that one. In a manner of... We already did it.
Well, we did C, but we need to do B.
You didn't do D?
Right.
Request approval of Sunway Park payment of purchase pursuit 15.2.3.8D for a debt.
I think we're
in that. We have to do C in open session.
Yeah, we're in item C now.
We're on item C?
Yes. Because Izzy presented on the Ruidoso Downs stewards, and then we just did B regarding the transfer of funds.
Well, that's on this Lynn Ben. This.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Izzy, go ahead. Richard.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that having reviewed the documents submitted by Mr. Ben and having spoken to Mr. Ben, the commission would like to entertain a motion to basically restore Mr. Ben's training license to good standing such that basically he can again participate in New Mexico racing.
Motion to approve.
Bubington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call. Yeah.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Bubington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to D. Request of approval of Sunray Park's payment of pursuit 15.2.3.8 at
NMAC. Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully requesting a ratification of approval for Sunray Park's payment of pursuit 15.2.3.8D4A.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to E, request for approval of Ruidoso Downs payment of purchase pursuit. Same thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, just different racetrack. Mr. Chairman, once again, respectfully requesting approval of Ruidoso Downs payment of purchase pursuant to 15.2.3.8D4A.
Roll call, please, David.
Buffington, make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to F, approval of Sunway Park, Dustin.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Dustin Dix, Director of Racing, Sunland Park. Our first request of a ratification of approval to amend our officials. That was to replace our mutual manager with a young go-getter named Dustin A. Dix as the mutual manager those days, and he did a great job, I can tell you. He's been licensed in 3 states as a mutual manager, so it was like he did a great job, so we're lucky to have
him. Do you know Dustin?
Know him really well.
He's banned from those 3 states.
All right. Request for approval.
Buffington, make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
I will say on the record, Mr. Commissioner, that he's a much better mutual manager than track announcer. Our next item is a request for ratification of approval to amend our post times to run 12 races on April 4th.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Real short, we had a really strong closing weekend at Sunland Park. Our last quarter horse day was on a Saturday, and we had one of our strongest on-track handles of the meet. I believe it was the second highest handling day on track. We did over $140,000 on track. And then on closing day, we had our thoroughbred card, and we didn't do quite as good on track, but we had one of our best off-track days running on Easter. We did over $2.1 million off track, and we added some money to some of the stakes races at the end of our meet, and our Sunland Park Stakes was a really good betting race, and that did really well. So that's something we'll look at next year, maybe trying to bump those stakes up towards the end of the meet to try to get better participation. Our final handle comparisons, we didn't run 7.5 race days due to weather and the track condition, and we were still only down going from racing season to racing season. We were only down 1.81% on track and 4.24 off. But if you take an average per race handle, we're actually up 11% on track and 8.29% off track. So we thought that was quite a success. So I stand for any questions.
Under the new ownership, he's doing a good job with the casino, isn't he?
I believe so. The numbers that I've seen or heard about are good. And I know they're doing some major renovations, and we recently took over food and beverage again in-house. I think that's going to help.
Take that back over already?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
And our new food and beverage director, we sampled some of his barbecue. We actually did a farewell dinner to our seasonal employees of barbecue, and the food was outstanding. So we're really excited about that. And I know they're doing some remodeling in the casino, and I know there's a lot of plans for the off season. So hopefully that's the engine that drives the whole property. As you know, it drives a lot of our purse money, over 95%.
Question, man. Well, thank you, Dustin.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So moving on to. Go ahead.
Chairman Commissioners, Don Cook representing Ruidoso Downs. Requesting approval of our 2026 racing officials as submitted.
Looking for a motion to approve.
It's Buffington. I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Excuse me for 1 second. It said Rick up there. Should have said Don. They put the ask for Rick. Go ahead.
Sure. Chairman Commissioners, requesting approval for 2026 post times.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Chairman, before we move to the next item, this summer, we're anticipating a real hot summer. Hopefully it's not. But these post times that are listed that I submitted at 1:30, there's a chance we may move some of them to the evening.
Yes, sir. We talked about it.
Chairman, Commissioners, we think that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. I hope not. I don't want to do that. But I want to put it out there. There's a possibility of getting these 103, 104 degree days. That
I know you know this, but every other $1 million race in the corridors will run at night. The Los Alamitos, their $2 million race, their $1 million race. Lone Star, same way. Remington, they run at night every night.
Sure. Well, our plan now is to run them during the day, but we're definitely going to monitor the weather situation.
Good. Okay. That's good.
Last item, Chairman, Commissioners, question approval of the 2026 wagering format.
Buffington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Felton.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Moving on to approve Leah Park, Ken or Chris?
Ken. We'll do it. Chairman, Commissioners, Ken Getz, Vice President, General Manager, on behalf of Zia Park, respectfully request for approval of 2026 nomination blanks for the New Mexico Classic Futurity and Derby Futurity.
Any changes other than dates?
The nomination and supplemental fees went up $500, and that's the only change from last year.
It'll create a bigger purse, right?
Yeah.
Lovington, I'll make the motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Butler.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Appreciate what you guys are doing, too. All right. Hey, looking for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Lovington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time.